Morning show at East Coast Now. What a fine weekend it is, and lots of events are taking place right across the county, which we'll highlight throughout the next hour and a half or so. Let's go to one at the moment. On Sunday, the Greystones Emergency Services Day takes place at the Aero grounds in the town. And there's going to be involvement of Greystones Coast Guard, the Fire Brigade, helicopter landings, Garda Air Support helicopters. Gosh, it sounds pretty exciting, but of course there's a serious side to it as well. I'm joined in studio by Garda Maria Curtis from the Community Policing Unit and Kevin O'Neill from the Greystones Coast Guard. So, Garda Maria, well, this sounds pretty interesting with a lot of the emergency services. What's the purpose of this?
We're very excited about it. The purpose was, we were going into the schools during the week and we're telling the children in the primary school, it's an event for them to meet their emergency services that live in their area. So it's an opportunity for them to meet the Gardaí, to meet the Coast Guard, to meet the Fire Brigade. They know a lot of them are in Greystones, the Civil Defence, Michael Richardson, and it is a day where they can actually go and meet all of us and know that we live and work in the area.
And to see what services are there. Kevin, the Coast Guard, very important to us all.
Oh, indeed, yeah. We try to play a very strategic role in the community as well. So anything like this, the involvement in any community-related activities is very close to us. It's very, very important.
And what's the difference? Some people might get confused between the Coast Guard and the RNLI and the duties that you have.
We're quite similar in terms of what we're tasking to. The RNLI would be a charity funded organisation. They're absolutely fantastic with their work, and we actually work quite closely with them as well. Ourselves, we're funded by the government. We're funded by the state, so we're a state funded agency. And not only do we operate on the water with boat rescue and taskings of that nature, but we also do search land-based search rescues and cliff rescue as well.
Oh, very good. Okay, so on Sunday, Kevin, how's your crew involved?
I'd say, well, from early on in the morning, we'll be down there with our vehicles and our equipment, and we'll be setting them up for everybody to see. So we'll have our climbing gear out, and we'll have the van and a couple of the jeeps and that, and the kids can come along and get their photograph taken as well. And then, of course, the highlight for ourselves would be at approximately 3 p.m. in the afternoon, we'll have Rescue 116 landing as well. So 116 will come down. That's a show in itself.
Big old beast of a helicopter, isn't it?
Oh, it's loud and proud. They'll come down. They'll turn their engines off, and the crew will come out, and they'll engage with the community. So again, the kids can come on and see what this great big helicopter can do, but they'll get educated by the crew people as well, so they're looking forward to it as well.
So it's to show that you're real people and not these either anonymous or people with two heads that sort of stuck away.
Yeah, you're actually real people,
part of the community, and here's the equipment you use.
That's exactly it, Jeff. Everybody knows that we're there or has heard of us, but they might not understand exactly what we do. But there's another important point of this would be the water safety message as well to kids. So we're going to take this opportunity to make sure that people that have kids around the area are aware of the dangers around the water. We'll also have a few little booklets that to hand out as well.
Very good. Is the Garda helicopter coming along, Maria?
Yes, we have the Garda helicopter coming.
Star Wars, the two helicopters.
Well, 116, I'm told. we also have the Garda horses, the Garda dogs. We're very excited to have the Little Blue Heroes, the Garda charity. So there's a couple of Little Blue Heroes coming to parade the Gardaí at 1:30. They are children who have long-term illnesses, so we're very excited that they're coming. And we're very excited as well that it's associated also with As I Am and with Triple Alliance.
Autistic charities, yeah.
Because it's going to be a very loud day, so we want to include everybody. And they're going to have a quiet room inside of Aero Oak to show that it's all inclusive for everybody. So there's a few little things we're excited about right on the day. It started out as a small event, but it looks like it's turned into a much bigger event than we anticipated. So hopefully the crowds will come. And it's free.
All right, very good. And the fire brigades will be there as well.
Fire brigade are going to take a time. They're going to have a car, and they're going to take the top of a car to demonstrate what in a traffic accident situation how they take people out of a car in a traffic accident situation.
So that's good. So it's not just you come in the gate. Oh, there's the helicopter. There's the members of the Gardaí and the Coast Guard and blah blah blah. This is actually you know, happening thing. There's, it's activities. And
yeah, it's an event that's going to start at 12 o'clock and it's going to run until 5 o'clock. And to include all the emergency organisations, everybody is going to have a time for a display. So everybody has their times set for their own display throughout the day. So it's from 12 to 5. And just to stress that because it's an emergency services day, there's all the services are inside in Éire Óg itself, but we have special permission from Shoreline Swimming Pool and from Greystones Rugby Club for people to park there, because we need to have the roads clear for just in case there is a fire or just in case there is a Coast Guard emergency, that the vehicles can get out.
Oh, very, very good. You might get little smiling faces that say, I want to join at some stage, and you know, and imbue them with a bit of the future and what they'd like to do, you know, and say, this is exciting. Yeah.
Yeah, we take pride in our ability to, like, our unit has made up of about 25 or 26 individuals who give their time on a voluntary basis. We're not paid for our services or anything like that, but the unit itself as a whole shows absolute commitment to what we do. But part of what we have as well, we have a schools program. So educating kids is very, very important to us. So we're very well used to going in, speaking to groups of 20 or 30 kids in schools and talking to them about what we do. But that obviously gives a little bit of an interest. If there's a few future Coast Guarders that come down, all the better. You know, we're more than willing to talk to them about it, you know.
Yeah.
The first responders are coming down. So Keith O'Brien from a local man in Greystones, he's coming down and they're going to do a CPR demonstration as well. So there's a lot, mm-hmm. lot of organisations involved.
Yeah, and to see, you know, that there are, you know, wonderful people there who are just standing by to help in case of emergency, which is fabulous. Not just they come out of the blue, where do they all come from? There's an emergency, but you're actually there dedicated to doing the jobs should an emergency arise. So who'll be there from the Gardaí? The helicopter and yourself, okay?
Yeah, there's a couple of local Gardaí who are going to help me on the day. They're not even working, they're just coming down their own bat to help me, to hopefully, just in case the traffic and stuff. But all the community guards will be there, so there's four community guards in Greystone, so we'll all be there with a stand. The dog unit, there's going to be little puppies, little trainee rescue puppies coming as well. So some of the children in the school are very excited about that. The little blue heroes, the helicopter,
the
Garda Water unit as well. Mm. They're coming as well. Yeah, so there's a good few sections from different organisations.
Very good.
And the mounted unit, the horses. So that always impresses people.
So Éire Óg is the place, starting from 12 on to what time?
Till 5 o'clock.
Right, so call in.
Oh, 100%, yeah. Everybody's welcome, but this sort of thing doesn't happen that often in our community. I think it's been a couple of years since anything like this of this scale happened. So we'd welcome absolutely everybody to come down from doesn't matter from Greystones, from Bray. Just come down, meet your people that are serving you in the community. Definitely.
Very good. Well, good to see you. Thanks for coming in and telling us all about it.
Thanks.
I hope the weather holds now. It'll be a great old day, won't it?
That's it.
The weather is a big part of the day.
Yeah, yeah.
And I'm sure the kids and the grown-up kids as well will enjoy it as well, seeing all the equipment. So it's Garda Maria Curtis and also Kevin O'Neill. Thank you both for coming in.
Thanks very much.
And
thank you.
Maria's from the Garda Síochána Community Policing Unit and Kevin from Greystones Coast Guard. Thank you.